Hey, my friend, we're talking about how to find buyers for wholesaling real estate. Stay tuned. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're going to be diving in. You'll be learning how to funnel in endless qualified buyers for your wholesaling real estate deals, okay? We're gonna be getting a little bit deeper into that. I have some other videos, by the way, on this channel, how to find cash buyers. But right now, I wanna focus on qualified buyers, okay? There's a difference between cash buyers and qualified buyers and for your wholesale real estate deals at will. And by the way, let me first of all talk about cash buyers and qualified buyers, okay? Qualified buyers, it doesn't matter if it's cash, it doesn't matter if it's mortgage, it doesn't matter if it's hard money, it doesn't matter, okay? Money is money, okay? We're going to close a deal. That's the bottom line. That's qualified buyers. Cash buyers are, quote unquote, cash buyers. You know, bigger pockets.com. Cash buyer. They got the cash. They got that, what do you call it? POF, proof of funds, right? It's not really real cash. Proof of funds means nothing, okay? And I always tell people, proof of funds does not close deals. Proof of funds can result to close deals, but it's not a guarantee to close deals. I'm talking about qualified buyers. That means somebody that's actually interested in buying the property, regardless of why. Maybe for their emotions, maybe they crunch the numbers, but they're ready to buy. Buyers is what we're in the business for. Without buyers, wholesaling business is meaningless, it's useless, okay? As a matter of fact, in 2008, when the market crashed, in 2009, I had about 30 different short sale, wholesale deals on my table in folders, okay? And I couldn't do anything with them because there was no qualified buyers. There was a ton of cash buyers at every meeting that I went to, at every business, real estate location, what do you call it? A lot of hum now, but I'm talking about the REAs, the local real estate association clubs, right? There's a ton of cash buyers. They all claim to be cash buyers. Even people that have never seen more than $5,000 in cash before, they all claim to be cash buyers, but there was no qualified buyers, okay? Because for the previous 3-4 years before that, I was closing a lot of deals using bank money. People were qualifying, but the bank all of a sudden refused to give people money starting in towards the end of 07, 08 got worse, 2009, it was crickets, okay? So I want to talk about qualified buyers, how to find qualified buyers. But as usual, I have a question that came in and I'd like to dive in from that standpoint. So this person says, hi, here is my pain. I learned all this stuff about wholesaling and finding deals, but I have to be honest with myself for once, right? I am struggling to find buyers for my deals. Yeah, that was me in 2009. It's tough. I mean, think about it. You do all these deals and no buyers, right? I mean, you secure all this quote-unquote deals, no buyers. Well, guess what? By default, if you secure deals and no buyers, they were not deals. They were not good deals in the first place, obviously. Sorry, I just moved the whole thing. That's what happens, right? That's as real as it gets, right? So, I mean, if you have quote-unquote put properties under contract and nobody is willing to buy them, it's probably a bad deal. Typically, it's a bad deal, but it could also mean you're getting ready for a recession, just like for me in 2009, because all these deals were closing, but the numbers were getting worse and worse. And then not only that, the market was extremely volatile and people were losing properties and banks was losing money and Lehman Brothers, B.S. Stearns was going under. All this big banks were going under. People were jumping out of the skyscrapers, right? It was pretty bad, right? So until something like that happens in a typical market, if no one wants to buy your deal, chances are it's just bad. But you don't want to count on cash buyers, quote unquote cash buyers, who claim to be cash, but a ton of them are not cash buyers, okay? A ton of them went to a training, a hotel meeting training, or coaching training somewhere, and they give them a POF, proof of funds, and now they think they got cash, okay? Let me tell you something. If it was that easy, everybody would be doing it. So I always tell people you got to always think outside of the box, okay? You got to find a way of always thinking outside of the box, because if it was as easy as staying straight line and following the textbook, everybody would be doing this, right? Because then it's just going to be as simple as following instruction, but clearly there's a little bit more to it, okay? Yeah, you got the book smart. That's good if you went through a course, but you need a street smart. You need that street smart skill set. Okay, you need to learn what's going on the streets. Okay, because it can be different a lot. Okay, so he goes, honestly, I would buy and hold some of my deals, but I do not have a good enough credit to do so. What I have is the time and money from my day job for marketing, I guess. Now, here's the thing, okay? If no one is willing to buy the deals, there's a good chance you shouldn't be buying the deals yourself, okay? But maybe you just can't see. Maybe you can see a special vision that other people can't see. Sometimes making a fortune comes from that. You're able to see things that other people can't see. That's the whole point of what I said earlier about learn how to start seeing things from outside of the box. The best way to learn how to see things outside of the box is to be a solution-oriented person. Don't be a complainer. Don't be somebody that whine about everything. Don't be somebody that point fingers at the rest of the world or pointing fingers at the gurus that is their fault. Be the person to come to the table with solutions. Look at the end point of what you're trying to do and look at where you are and design a path to get to where you're trying to get to. That's it with everything in life, okay? When you design a path, trust me, most people probably don't have that same path because you designed it, you created it, you took responsibility and you created that path. So what is the path here? We want to flip a property, okay? I'm closing the deal. I secured the property with a contract. I'm closing the deal. I'm going to need a few things. I need a house. I need an end buyer. I need a motivated seller, right? I need a distressed property of some sort. Maybe the property is not that distressed, but is distressed financially. The person that owns it is underwater with the property, right? And you create a solution to create some equity in that property because you could wait for equity, but the way I did it, that I did most of my wholesaling was by creating the equity, okay? Through negotiations, right? If you go outside the box, you create those equity, right? And then you flip the property to who, right? Now we're talking about to buyers, to qualified buyers. That's what we're talking about, right? We're talking about finding qualified buyers. There's qualified buyers all over the place because remember what you're securing are wholesale deals. These are not retail deals. And you need to advertise as such. What I used to use, the phrase that I used to use back then is inbuilt equity, okay? And I actually created a company around it at the time, inbuilt equity. The idea is that you want to create your own little niche, right? What you sell are wholesale properties. That means property could be worth $100,000 in regular retail market, but you're selling for 80, 70 grand, not for 50 grand. That's what the cash buyers are dreaming and waiting for. I'm talking about just regular retail people that don't mind picking up properties at a little discount because they want to put in the work and then hold on to the property. Not because they want to put in work and flip it to make $100,000. Different type of ball game, different business model entirely, which there's nothing wrong with it. But I'm telling you right now, as a wholesaler, if those are the only buyers you depend on, you're leaving money on the table. If you want to be a full-time wholesaler, you need to start learning how to build a list of qualified buyers. Okay, what do I mean by that? Okay, the way I like to do it is the same method that I teach, and it's called attraction marketing. Okay, you need to give away information for free on how to buy wholesale properties. I'm giving you a tip right now. Okay. You need to create a PDF, a report, a free video, 1 hour video, break it down step by step on how to buy wholesale properties. You're not asking them for business right now, okay? You're just giving away free information. You're helping people by actually helping them. Does that make sense? You're giving away free information. If you don't know how to do it already, go do some research. Interview a few people, interview some of the gurus that are already doing well, right? And package that together as a free giveaway, right? Specifically for people that would like to buy wholesale deals. Not people that are looking to buy killer investments. Not people that are looking to make $50,000 from a $50,000 home. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about regular good old folks, people that are on the highways right now going to their regular job, but they don't mind coming into real estate slowly but surely. They don't mind picking up a property that's worth $200,000 for 180, right? For 170, right? Not the people looking to pick up $200,000 for $100,000, right? I'm talking about people that just want a simple discount, like a simple 20, 30% discount in exchange for being on your list, right? How do you buy such property? You create a simple PDF, a video, a medium, something that it can consume, a podcast, radio show, or something like that, where you give people away that information. You can do it on a consistent basis. You create just one that you give away all the time. And then when you give it away in exchange for their contact information, and now you're building a list of qualified buyers. Why do I call them qualified buyers? Why? Because they want this already. Okay. Is it everybody that's going to end up buying your wholesale deals? No, of course not. Okay. But again, you're not going to have wholesale deals all the time. If you have, maybe you have three, if you're really good, you have three, four, five at the same time. But now you have a list of people that you're building that you can send email to every time you have a deal ready to go. And your message is along like this one last. Jump on it right now. Give me a call so we can talk about how to make this profitable for you. Remember, they already trusted you, right? Because you gave away that. Sorry again for me displacing this camera. Okay. Let's keep this safe, right? Right. Remember, they already see you as the expert because you took the time to compile information on how to buy wholesale deals. You took that time and you put it together for them. That's worth a lot, okay? Because you're helping people. You compile information. They would have to normally Google or listen to 1,000 gurus or maybe, you know, go through a $40,000 event to find out, right? You put that together for them. You give it away for them for free. They're on your list right now. Now, you already know, I'm assuming you already know how to create deals, find deals, and put them under contract, right? But now you have not just quote-unquote cash buyers. Now you have a lot more than just guru cash buyers to show your properties to. And then these people are looking at you as the expert as opposed to how the cash buyers are looking at you, okay? If you're a new wholesaler, burger coming into the business, in case you don't know, the way the cash buyers, guru cash buyers are looking at you is, you're just one of those needy ones. Yeah, you find a property, now you want everybody to buy it, right? That's how they look at you. But you want to create a situation where you're a brand, where people are chasing after you. You're now being chased after to get on your properties. And maybe cash buyers will never want to work with you. That's fine. I've gotten emails before from quote-unquote guru cash buyers. When I say that, they say, hey, that's not a deal. Get the hell out of here, right? I've gotten that, but it doesn't matter. I sell the property anyway to people that value the deal that I created. It doesn't be, like not, just remember, any particular house that you put under contract does not belong to everybody. Everybody's not supposed to see the value, especially the guru cash buyers. They may not see that because they're looking for killer deals. They're looking to make 80 grand from one deal. Okay, maybe 40 grand. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating, maybe 30 grand. It doesn't matter. They're looking to make a killer. You don't have to wait until you create a killer. You have to get engaged in the business now because your consistency is going to attract the killer. Killer deals are going to come, okay? They're just going to come. The highest I've made, which is nothing compared to others, in a deal is $82,000. That didn't show up on day one. That didn't show up every day. It showed up in the midst of me being consistently making 10, 20, 30 grand, 40 grand per deal, okay? But then, boom, $82,000 showed up. But it doesn't drop out of the sky. It's because I was consistent in the game. How do you become consistent in the game? I'm assuming you know how to secure, put a property under contract. If you don't know how to do that, watch my other videos on wholesale deals. Once you put a property under contract, you need a list. It could be a YouTube channel, subscribers, okay, whatever, right? You need a list of people that you can advertise, a private list, okay? It's a private list because you can't really be advertising if you're not a licensed realtor, okay? And as for me, it takes nothing. It takes almost nothing to get a license as a realtor. If you're going to be a wholesaler, I recommend to go take that time and spend $100 and get that license anyway, okay? Because it opens you to other opportunities in the marketplace. But that's beside the fact. But anyway, if you have your private list of investors, you call them investors, right? These are people interested, people that have downloaded your free PDF on how to buy their next wholesale deals, right? You simply send a private email to them through your CRM software and say, hey, I got this property. If you want it, it's on the contract for this much. This is what I want for it, or this is what we want for it. And then you can flip deals all day long like that. Okay. That's the best way to find cash buyers. Now, some people will say, hey, go to backpage.com, post on Craigslist.com. Well, I probably would test out. I'm going to tell you right now, I would test out posting how to buy wholesale deals, my PDF, my free PDF, I will post them on those websites first. I will use attraction marketing on those websites. I will build my list so I can continue to remarket to that list. Does that make sense? So I can continue to, quote unquote, share with that list my private wholesale deals, okay? As opposed to you having to go and post different houses on Craigslist, you can do that as well. You can do a combination of both of all, but I would also make sure I'm posting people to download my PDF, my free PDF on how to buy wholesale real estate deals. But then I'll build my list so I can continue to share all these deals, and my list is also growing, because your list is the number one asset in your wholesale deal. Don't let any stupid guru tell you you don't need a list. Don't let gurus with 1 million subscribers on their YouTube channel tell you you don't need a list. That doesn't make any sense, right? They have their own list. They're building this followership, including you as their followers, but they're telling you you don't need a list. You need a list, okay? You're in a media company. You're in a media business, rather. You're not in the real estate business. You're in a media business. You're in the business of building lists. You're in the business of people, because if you don't have people, you have no business. Does that make sense? Yep. So please like, share, comment below. Subscribe to this channel if you love what I've just shared with you and you want more of it, okay? And you know somebody that may benefit from this. If you have questions, you have thoughts, share it in the comments below. If you want to know how you can put your PDF together and then start marketing that PDF and start building a list, and then so you can get rid of your properties fast and stuff like that, the link on the screen is the best place to get on my list. OlaTux.com/mastermind is that link. That's OlaTux.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I'll see you on the next one. And peace.